Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm in the Novartis booth, and with me is Dave Hartford, who is Dairy Operations Manager for Oak Ridge Baylor Farm in Connecticut. And first, Dave, what I'd like you to do is just tell me a little bit about your farm and about the I understand you're kind of an award-winning operation.
Yeah, we've had some success. We like to keep a clean, good-looking dairy. We've been the Farm of the Year in Connecticut and a New England Green Pastures Award winner, which is a prestigious New England award for good animal husbandry, good crop management, good general dairy farming. And we were awful glad to join an elite group with this award.
Tell me, give me a little bit of background on your operation.
Well, we're a large dairy farm. I think we're the largest single-site one in the New England states. We currently have about 1,950 cows on test. We milk about 1,650 every day. We have about 25 full-time employees with our cropping and our dairy operation, and use about 2,300 acres in Connecticut. Every square foot that's available, I think we use. We're located halfway between Hartford, Connecticut and Springfield, Mass. Sell our milk to a private bottler that has a high-end grocery chain. We do everything from petting zoos for the kids to live webcams that you can go online and look at and see our calf and heifer operation right at the checkouts at the grocery stores that sell our milk. So we have a little different angle, but we're near a large population. 3 years ago, there were over 100 houses built within a mile and a half of the farm. So we're right in the middle of an urban community.
Well, it's nice to know that you're using that kind of the new technology as well as maybe some older technology in keeping in touch with the public and making sure that they know who you are and what you do.
Well, we need to. We're very high profile right in the middle of town, so we have to handle our cattle with good animal husbandry in mind. We have to be good stewards to the community and our land, and we need the public to drink more milk, be interested in what we do, and it's just kind of a way of life. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your operation itself and why you feel you've been so successful in your operation. And I understand that one of the things that you attribute your success to is good scours management. Tell me about that.
We have a pretty full vaccination program. We're close to 3,700 head of cattle all within about a mile radius. And I've always felt that without good vaccines, we would not be able to keep that many cattle in that close quarters. Pneumonia, BVD, some of the things we vaccinate for, I'm sure would certainly come up. As far as the scours in our calf operation, we've been involved for a number of years with a product called Scour Boss. It's marketed through Novartis. We've been using it about 12 years. We vaccinate the mothers before they calve, and the immunity for scours comes through their colostrum. The mothers of the calves, we harvest the colostrum, got some pretty rigid rules about how we do it. It's harvested and then with clean wash containers, refrigerated within 10 minutes. It's labeled. If it's more than 3 days old, we throw it out, don't use it. And we just have general common sense animal husbandry things that work good for us. One of the things that's interesting, now the craze of our whole industry is colostrum replacements. Everybody up and down, every company, AI company, supply company, they got colostrum replacements. And we think that our money has been better spent to do it through our cows and our own operation. The cost of the colostrum replacements and what you'd throw away with the colostrum that we now use would be pretty high. We raise about 800 little females a year, so we think we're spending our money way better doing it with a vaccination program than to buy our colostrum in sealed aluminum bags, and it's worked very well for us.
It sounds like it certainly has. You definitely have the awards to show for it.
Thank you.
Well, now tell me about your relationship with Novartis. If you've been using this program for a long time.
Yeah, our relationship with Novartis, I guess, started with Novartis. There was a smaller company called Grand Labs, and we did business with Grand Labs. We had a real problem in our dairy. Weren't quite sure. Death losses were way higher than we wanted in our calf operation. A Grand Labs rep, at that time they marketed the Scour Boss we were using. A Grand Labs rep, a technical veterinarian named Jim Rhodes, came to our farm at their cost to try to help us with the problem. He worked very, very hard. We came up with a solution, got an antigenous vaccine from Grand Labs, did really, really well with it, continued with the Scour Boss. And a couple years later, I believe Novartis acquired Grand Labs. Many of the same Grand Labs people still work for Novartis, but that's how it all started. So they really earned our business. We did necropsies. We learned from the dead. And it was this Dr. Rhodes and the people at the Novartis or Grand Labs laboratory that kind of won us over with good service, reasonable prices. So now the other companies all stop because we are the big game in New England, and I tell them that they really would have to earn our business. Novartis deserves it because of the good work they've done for us, and everything, service, sales, everything seems to work in place pretty well for us. We aren't looking to fix something that's not broken over a special deal on some new vaccine that's going to fix the blue sky or going to fix something that really isn't broken. That's kind of our relationship with them. Now, a couple of veterinarians later, Dr. Toby is our tech vet. He meets with us and our sales rep and our local vets about once a year. We tailor the vaccination program and works very well. We also have been fortunate to sell a lot of animals. I always ask a premium price because we have good stock and we think they're very valuable. If anybody has ever questioned price, I simply fax them our vaccination program. They take a look at that, and I've never had anybody that questioned the value. I think the vaccination program is a great sales tool for us also.
Thank you very much, Dave Hartford, Dairy Operations Manager with Oak Ridge Baylor Farm in Connecticut. At World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.